This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. About 5 years ago, we were joined by a father and son team that were doing some helpful things through the pandemic to help people feel a little more connected. It was called United We Pipe. It was Damon McParland and his son, Aiden. And we have Aiden here today joining us. Thanks for being with us on Community Voices.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Randy.
Before we get into an update of what's going on, looking back at United We Pipe for people who might not have heard us talk back in 2020, what was that? And now that you have 5 years of perspective to look back on it, how'd that work out?
Looking back on it, it was one of my favorite things I've ever done. But how it started, I'd been playing bagpipes with my dad, like taking lessons together since I was in maybe fifth grade or something. One of our friends asked us to play bagpipes for their grandmother's birthday or something during the height of the COVID pandemic when like everyone was just staying at home, sheltering in place. Bagpipes are loud, so you can hear them from far away. Everyone's been cooped up in their houses, so why not put on little concerts in various neighborhoods? People would go to our website and then order us, if that makes sense. We would come to their neighborhood, play for about a half hour to an hour. We would influence like people to talk to each other who haven't seen each other in months. All told, I think we did 60 something concerts and raised about $14,000 for United Way, which felt really good to like give back to the community in that way for their humanitarian aid for the COVID-19 relief fund.
Nice job. That was a great project, and you got quite a bit of recognition for it too, didn't you?
It got in some newspapers, just like around the country. I was just really glad to be a part of that and spread some musical joy. It ended up just being a great time, brought a lot of people together, and I'm glad I did it.
At the time, you were in school here, right?
Yeah, I was a senior in high school. So I was having my COVID semester where everything was online. All of our third quarter grades stuck for the fourth quarter. So I could just devote more time to the United We Pipe and energy to it, which was really nice.
And what high school were you at?
I was at Springfield High School. Go Senators.
Thanks for joining us. We're talking with Aiden McParland, and Aiden was a part of the United We Pipe that we just talked about, but currently he's in Chicago. What are you doing in Chicago?
Senior year of high school, same time I started United We Pipe, I began producing on FL Studio, like, music. I never thought I would personally start singing or rapping because I have always hated my singing and rapping voice. Over time, I just kept making beats, kept making instrumentals of all types, started recording and mixing various artists, did that throughout college. And then I actually got a nice internship at, it's called Classic Studios up in Chicago. So I've been shadowing the engineers there, helping out. Hopefully they'll start tracking vocals here soon. But it's just been a great time, like meeting all the artists, meeting various like clients, engineers, producers.
Are you done with school now?
Yeah, I graduated back in May. Ended up at U of I in Urbana-Champaign, and that's where I graduated from with a degree in music technology.
I just graduated. Teach said I would never make it. Every time I drop, they hate it. I don't care because I just graduated. I just graduated. Teach said I would never make it. Every time I drop, they hate it. I don't care because I just graduated. Ready for my life. I ain't never gonna die. I just graduated. I'm not getting by. I'm getting high. I just graduated. Teach said I would never make it. Every time I drop, they hate it. I don't care because I just graduated. I just want to have fun. I can run a marathon. Got it all, no Amazon. My Kruger cheese, no Parmesan. Living this clean, a phenomenon. I'm so happy, I might call my mom. And she'll say, Aiden, yeah, you are the bomb. You shine so bright, just like a photon. And I'll say, thanks, mom. Yeah, I love you. I'll always smell the roses and enjoy the view. Always know I'm 101, legendary Mew. If you want to be as giddy as me, I got a tip or two. Always love your crew. Always be true through and through. Tip your server well every time. Always do it for the vine. Look for lumps if you find one, it's hopefully benign. True love is so beautiful, it feels divine. People feel good and bad all by design. America is a melting pot, and we're going to the top, that we're never gonna stop. Pass the mic to my boy Joe. He's really happy and it shows, and he's got nice flows. Today will be the greatest day of your life. I look and see a twinkle in both your eyes.
full of glee. If you jump, you can fly. Do what you want, cause you're never gonna die.
Listen to my voice, you are immortal.
Charity for charity's sake, I never ask why. If you jumped off a cliff, your friends would too. If you led a nation, they would never stage a coup. Good vibes in the air came back twofold. Who knew? Smiles are so contagious. Part of my life, though, only if you're gracious. That's why I don't like Jefferson Davis. I accept all creeds and races. I've always thought racist people brainless. Do good deeds, the truest way to greatness. Hold up, my dentist just called. One sec. Okay, cool, she said my teeth are stainless. I was worried because I used to have braces. Single moms give them stacks of blue traces. Land in Guam, I'm enthused by new places. Learn new language, amused by new phrases. I threw a pitch and I'm touching all the bases. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you have hopes and dreams achieved by any means, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
I just graduated. Teach said I would never make it. Every time I drop, they hate it. I don't care, cause I just graduated. I just graduated. Teach said I would never make it. Every time I drop, they hate it. I don't care, cause I just graduated. Ready for my life. I ain't never gonna die. Ready for my life. I ain't never gonna die.
You.
I ain't never gonna die.
Evil.
I ain't never gonna die.
How does it feel?
Hey, y'all, I want to say something to everybody watching. Yo, you can do anything. Anything's possible. The world is yours.
Charlie, did you think that that game was going to end that way tonight?
No, there are no limits, all right? You can swim across the Atlantic. You can jump real high and touch the moon.
Fantastic. Charlie Sanders, fresh off of his victory, just feel like he's ready to touch the moon.
I can fly. Anybody can fly. If you believe in yourself the way I believe in myself tonight, you will fly.
I have to ask, if you're working on beats and all that stuff, have you mixed in any bagpipe yet with your hip hop?
I have been told to many times. I'm just wary of the 9-note range and how loud they would be to like record, but I could just turn the gain all the way down. I'll do it one of these days. Sample the bagpipes.
We'll look forward to hearing that for sure. I think of bagpipes and I also think of AC/DC. Have you seen that video out there? You've got a lot of different things going on. As you studied, you were taking a look at what, theater sound design, and you've done some film work. What's that like?
It was one of my favorite projects I've worked on for school. We would like read plays and then make little scores for various scenes in the plays. But one of the assignments that I was really proud of, we took a scene from Alice in Wonderland and then another scene from any movie that like had something to do with time dilation or time travel, and then tie those two scenes together using all from scratch sounds and like soundtrack, sound effects, music elements. Did that with a scene from Doctor Strange, the Marvel movie, and then the rabbit hole scene from Alice in Wonderland. And I'm really happy with how it turned out.
You're at a studio right now and you've done that. Mm-hmm. You've done some remixes. I think you remixed the Bee Gees.
Oh yeah. I've done the Bee Gees, The Weeknd. One of my favorite duos, they're called Snow Strippers. They're from Detroit. They do like very fast-paced house music. So I've done some for them, various rappers who I just really enjoy. But I love making remixes, yeah.
What does the future path look like? What do you hope to do with all this experience?
I'm hoping, with any luck, my position at Classic will eventually transition into more of a contracting gig where I would get paid for taking clients and recording and mixing their vocals. So I'd be an engineer there. I've been selling beats to various artists, either online or just people I meet at school or on the internet. So I'll keep doing that, because in today's day and age, you have to have multiple streams of income as a musician to like make ends meet. And then I keep wanting to write more songs, produce my own music, write my own songs, hopefully start performing here soon. There's some open mics in Chicago I love to get out to get a foot in the door at some venues that I really enjoy.
Do you get back to Springfield very often?
From time to time, yeah. I come back for my friend Jack McLaughlin and Scarlett's Darling shows sometimes. Just seeing family, seeing friends. I was back at the start of the summer. It's always nice coming back home.
at UIUC, you got involved, you said, with the Hip Hop Collective.
Yeah.
Did you actually release some stuff through the Hip Hop Collective?
Did our main thing every semester, it was called a lock-in. We would rent out some big communal space in Airbnb or, do you know Ellerton Park?
Yeah.
Over by U of I. We'd rent the house in the woods there. And then we would lay the foundation for an album every semester and keep working on it, workshopping, making new mixes, new versions of the songs. So I think I have POV, GPS, Siren Song, and so four songs produced for them. And I'm a big fan of a lot of the stuff that we do. We would perform sometimes in Champaign, Urbana, and Chicago. So it was just amazing seeing the ideas for the songs that I would have be translated onto people performing them in the real world. That's one of the most rewarding feelings in music, I'd say.
Very cool, yeah, to get to hear your music and hear other people embracing it. Have you had any other releases? Do you have another band?
I just released for U of I in the music tech program. You have to have what's called a capstone project, where it's just a big culmination of all the stuff you've learned. So me having never written a song before, I was like, okay, I'm going to produce, write, and mix my own EP. I think it ended up being 9 songs, just in a style that I really enjoyed. So it's called Things Better Left Unsaid. It's on all streaming platforms under the artist name Forever. And I'm really happy with a lot of the songs on there. So if you want to check them out, feel free.
We've been playing one of those cuts on the X. Thanks. Yeah, it's got a nice sound to it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Together, watch them collide. I took it in stride. Should have seen the look in my eyes. Turned dark with her eyes. Just give me one more lullaby.
Like laid back cloud rap, kind of like ASAP Rocky or like Blade, with like more energetic, almost emo-y vocals, because that's never really been done before, and that's where I think my voice sounds the best over that kind of beat, which I think sounds good with my voice too.
It's not just in the area of hip-hop though that you've done things. I think I caught a note somewhere that you got to play with the Chieftains.
Oh yeah. That was my first bagpipe gig. I was very nervous. It was a great time. The St. Andrew Society Pipes and Drums, played a couple of tunes with them when they came to Springfield. And it was just so humbling to be performing for like a sold out UIS theater. After the show, I got to talk with Patty Malloy a little bit. He was just a really nice guy. Phenomenal experience.
If somebody's looking for some bagpipe sound for a production they're doing, you're open to that?
Absolutely. I'll bagpipe anything, really. Weddings, funerals, birthday parties. I've done it all, especially the night we pipe, so I'm no stranger to performing and then coming up with melodies and stuff for the bagpipes.
I'm looking forward to seeing you at Lollapalooza when that day comes.
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
We're talking with Aiden McParland. Aiden is from Springfield, has done a lot of really interesting stuff from bagpipes to music production. He's in Chicago currently working at a music studio. Aiden, we appreciate you joining us. Anything else we should know?
A little teaser for what's to come. I haven't fully fleshed out my next project yet. If you're not too into the rap, hip-hop kind of vibe, I think all my next projects will be more like indie guitar, that kind of vibe, with a lot of vocal layers, a lot of cool production elements. So I think that's what's to come for me, because I've been making some songs of that style, and I'm really enjoying how they're turning out.
Will you do that under the Forever banner?
I believe so, yeah. I'm thinking about a name change, but I don't know what I want yet. I want something more like personal to me, especially for like an indie project. In my opinion, Forever sounds more like a producer name rather than an artist name. So I think I could do like a split personality, kind of like how Mac Miller produces under his alias Larry Fisherman, like for his own music. So I'm thinking something more personal for my next name, but it'll still be like under the same Spotify page and stuff.
If people would like to hear some of your work, how can they find it?
Any streaming platform or YouTube, look up Things Better Left Unsaid by Forever. Forever is a pretty common name. You could look up some of the song names too, like Ground Me, No Going Back. I actually made a music video for No Going Back, released through a student-run label in Champaign, which I was really proud to be a part of that. I'm happy with how the music video turned out.
It is amazing how much experience and things you've already done at this early point in your career. Looks like just amazing things are going to continue to happen. Happy to see you doing well, and thanks for joining us today on Community Voices.
Of course, yeah. Thank you, Randy. I'm always glad to be here and be a part of it.
Thank you. too.